Greetings, everyone. I don't know if anybody's going to hear this or how it works, but we are here right now with Scott Russell Duncan and Reiner Delgado at the National Association of Chicano Studies Conference. We are eating pan dulce, selling books, and listening to people talk about stuff. I'm a turned over here to Scott. He's going to tell us a little bit about what he's got going on here at the book table.
Right now, there's a bit of a lull. People come in waves, but my name is Scott Russell Duncan. I'm a writer and of Old California Strikes Back, a novel, and editor at Somos Inscrito, a small Chicano East Bay press. And we're tabling, we're selling books here. They're flying off the shelf. Insurgent Aztlan, Chicano Manifesto, El Porvenir Ya, the first Chicano sci-fi anthology that we're selling. And then also our latest book, Abuela Lore, a poetry book. So we're here at Knox selling books. And right now, not too many people in here, but we'll wait a couple minutes. So we'll be right back in.
Thank you, Scott. Next, we're going to go to Reiner Delgado, who is here from Lansing, Michigan.
Hello, everyone. I'm Reiner Delgado. I'm a supply attendant for a large telecommunications company. And visiting friends, listening to people talk, and eating a really nice, flaky, fresh piece of pan dulce. It was delicious. That's all I can say. It was yum.
So right now, I have no idea, like I said, how this works or if, what's even happening. But we're going to put a link out on the web and see who calls in. One second. You can get it off my Facebook. Call in to the live stream.
No dead air, Morales.
No dead air. No dead air. That's right.
I would say that pan dulce. So I have a little like purse, a coin purse. I gave it to my wife, and it looks like just like pan dulce. I took that, and so they have a pan of pan dulce over there. I'm like, oh, they're selling little coin purses of pan dulce. So now the fake thing, the real thing, I took for a fake thing.
Nice. Yeah. So, does anybody know how to post on Instagram?
Like, no. You mean a video?
Yeah, no, just like make a post.
Oh, so are you on the? Oh, right there, man.
Right there?
Yeah.
Oh, post. It says it right there.
Gotta have an image.
Gotta. Do you? Okay. Let's see.
Okay. It's great. I can help my elders with Instagram. Elders by a few years.
You want to program the VCR for him?
I'll program the VCR for him.
Get off my lawn, kid. Let's see. Share. There we go. All right. So I guess we'll see if anybody joins us on the call-in. I hope that you do. I'm not really sure if we'll even be able to hear you because I don't know. Nobody's calling in. Do you think that means nobody's listening?
Are they hating you? Yeah, I hate you. So.
You can, why don't you put someone on the spot and call them?
I don't know if we can do it that way. You can invite people. I invited Joseph Moreno.
He's, he's not in a session. He's probably bullshitting somewhere, though.
Yeah.
Because basically, Joseph Moreno, this is his element. He likes having conversations. I mean, if you really watch him, he literally works the room. I mean, that's what he does at these things.
He's pretty slick.
Yeah. I wish I was that person, but I don't really like people.
For those of you that don't know, Joseph Moreno is also known as Jose Moreno, and he is the director of ethnic studies at the Northern Arizona University.
But he's definitely probably in the lobby working the room somewhere, you know. He's definitely pretty good at that. I've noticed that for decades. That's what he does.
So, Scott, What's been your favorite part of the Knox Conference so far?
Believe it or not, though I'm, you know, a recluse, I like talking to everybody here. Also like talking about, you know, a lot of people are interested in the upcoming book, Chicano Futurism Now, and the issues with rather futurology and how we're developing kind of artistic ideas around like what this might kind of thing might be. But I also see like it's a necessary thing for us to be speaking about the future of La Raza and how and to bring us ourselves together, because I think, you know, we have so much fractionalization in what we do. We're all doing things in our own little corners, and we need to have spaces where we come together and make decisions and dream about the future, right? And because the future is going to be whatever you want to call us, Raza, Chicano, Chicanx, you know, it's going to be mostly people like us. And if we want to have the thing, same thing as it is, you know, we can do nothing, or we can have a more positive, you know, country and planet and everything. So yeah, I've been pretty excited about that. And I've also enjoyed, I'm as a vendor, I'm not able to, you know, to see all the presentations, but I have been able to speak to people and, you know, like talk about the books that we have here, like the Bracero book. Met some people whose grandfathers were Braceros, like the title says. And, you know, it's also a learning experience for me. My grandfather wasn't a Bracero. He was like, drafted, where, you know, the U.S. came to us and, you know, took a lot from us. But and when they had to have us to work, they had to bring in some others to fill the gap. And it's something I've been kind of shocked that many young people as far as numbers. And it's a story that everyone should know. And I'm not even saying that to sell a book, really. You know, that's...
But
if you want to buy a book, there's a great book to buy. Yeah, so talking about these books is great, and it's great to see that our latest book, The Abuela Lore by Isabella Santana, everyone's very interested in it. And, you know, Armando, our executive editor, wrote this kind of manifesto in 1971. Well, it's published then. He actually started it a couple years before that. He's been here talking to people, signing copies, just like Ernesto has. And he's been, you know, people saying how they use his book and Ernesto's books in classes. And it's always really nice to see and hear and see that, you know, people are learning about, like, other issues that have to do with our community. I'm also excited because, in particular, Ernesto's book, or Dr. Ernesto, I'll call him.
Dr. E.
Dr. E. Easy Dr. E.
Easy Dr. E. I like that. That's funny. Yeah. It's because the jacket's always sweating me.
Yeah. But the second edition of his book's coming out with a cover by another great artist and writer, poet, and fellow publisher, Elizabeth Jimenez Montelongo. She's doing the cover, and it's going to be updated with some study questions and an extra chapter. And I'm really excited about that because Surgeon Atzlan is a really great book, and I think it really lays out the issues for our community that needs to address and a lot of like sociological reasons behind things. And it gives us kind of the language as well. I read it through, and I talked to other people who read it, and like this, the word irredentist, that's the word we're searching for. People say, "Oh, irredentist," and then they get it. Irredentist, right? We belong to the land, and we have a claim to it.
Words mean things.
Words mean things. They exactly.
Do. Yep.
You don't need a PhD
no.
to know word
no,
means
you don't.
Things.
Words mean things. Yeah, yeah.
But it helps, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, but yeah, no words mean.
Yeah, yep. Words mean things, and like, and we. We all can be challenged and learn what the words, what's the, what are the words that we need to know to help understand our condition and the places we need to go and the things we need to answer, the things we need to think about, the things we need to dream about. And yeah, so that book should be out later this year. And, you know, even though I'm kind of, you know, selling books here at the table, like these are issues that, you know, that we as a press, we hope to push forth the community, right? That's ultimately the goal, to develop this alternate press where we have, we're independent and we can say what we need without and publish these works that aren't going to be silenced by university or a system or by a larger press that says like our community doesn't buy books or all these other things they do to silence us, you know? I could go on all day, as you know, Dr. Easy, Dr. E. What, anything else?
I guess, okay, I understand why maybe this isn't working. Or maybe it is. You have to download the Podbean app in order to call in.
So have I been talking to the void? Is normal?
No, I think it's probably...
might have been able to.
Yeah. I think you also might have been able to... what's the word I'm looking for? It's going to... I think it'll probably be recorded and go into the... yeah. You want to say something, Reiner?
Well, I'm in, I guess. Now I'm getting all kinds of feedback.
Special effect.
Freebird!
I'm going to have to call in.
Okay. You joined the room. What does it mean, then, to call in? So, Reiner, since you have joined the podcast, what's been your favorite part of the conference so far? Nope. We can't hear Jack Crapola.
Yeah, it's picking the mic over here, man.
He should be able to.
Oh, really? Okay, I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know what you kids are up to.
We're experimenting. Yeah.
Podbean.
Right? Reiner Delgado is a speaker now.
He's saying something,
but I don't know what he's saying because he walked away from us.
Is it going to the podcast? Or is it...
Can you hear me, Reiner? Raise your hand if you can hear me. Yeah. I can only begin to tell you how many times Reiner and I have done something exactly similar to this in the last... 50 years? Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, Reiner, let's experiment. And usually Reiner's like, Morales, you disgust me. Huh. Yeah.
Support him on his food separation ideas.
Yeah. Food separation is important. I don't know. I'm not really sure what to say. Maybe if I take this microphone out?
That might work.
Let's hear it. Maybe I didn't authorize the mic. Oh, your call ended.
Yeah, I hung up.
Hello?
Yeah, your sound up?
Oh, no, it's not. That's right. Hello? 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 Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
See, I think it was because of this and because of that. Because of the microphone. Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Have you ever been to where the birds are? Where they film the birds?
In Montego Bay?
Yeah.
No.
I've never been there either.
Yeah. I think I'm going to end this.
Okay.
Any last things you guys want to say?
I wish I had a metal thing to separate the food, and so I can, yeah, anyway, I'm just joking.
I'd even take, like, the kids' plastic, you know, at Fire Mountain or Ryan's, that kind of thing, you know, two of them, because I'm, you know, an adult, but yeah. It has three compartments each, so, and, you know, food miscegenation is, like, of the devil.
And there you have it. He's an adult. Who does not want his food to touch his other food?